श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. How to start the third valli of second chapter, the last one. In this third valli, we find the first mantra, which is a very famous mantra. Again, of course, all mantras are important. It is a very important mantra. And this mantra is the source for a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. The 15th chapter, we come across this verse, Urdhva Moolamadha Shakham Ashvattham Prahuravyayam Chandam Siyasya Parnani Yastam Vedasa Vedavit. And we should not forget, Bhagavad Gita only reproduces the Vedantic teaching, Vedic teaching. So Veda is like a cow and Bhagavad Gita is like the milk extracted from the cow. This we know very well. There, whatever is said in Bhagavad Gita, what is taught in Bhagavad Gita cannot be different from what is being taught in the Upanishads. Now you can see the source, how this mantra, first mantra of the third valli of second chapter, is source for that verse which we come across in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And here, there we already understood, if you remember, if you don't remember also, we can understand. It is this mantra beautifully describes the absolute reality Brahma as the cause of the universe. Even though Brahman is not the karanam, Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. The whole universe is appearance of Brahma. The entire universe is manifestation of Brahma. That's what we understand finally. But the Upanishad, in order to arrive at Brahman, arrive at the reality Brahma, there in the 15th mantra, the 15th verse in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, and for which this is the source mantra. And this mantra describes beautifully that Brahman as the cause of the universe. Which means the entire universe is an effect. Brahman is the cause, universe is an effect. Brahma Jagat Karanam, and Jagat is Brahma Karyam. It's an effect, Karyam, which means there is Karana Karya Sambandha between Brahman and Jagat. And here, when you see an ornament like a chain, of course, there the chain is an effect, gold is the cause. There you see the effect. The chain is inseparable from the cause, gold. Definitely, the effect is always inseparable from its cause. And how many of our ornaments are made? The gold is the only cause. The cause is one, ornaments are many. And the effects are non-separate, inseparable from its cause. Effects do not have independent existence of their own without the cause. This you understand. There, the cause is also, when you see the chain, you are seeing the gold also. You cannot see the chain without seeing the gold, because gold alone is in the form of a chain. But here, when you say the entire world, the entire Jagat is Karyam and Brahman is the Karanam, unfortunately, here the cause of the universe is not available for our perception. When you see the chain, you can see the gold. Of course, you see the gold, you know the gold alone is in the mouth of the chain. Unfortunately, we are not able to see Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. And when you see the Jagat, experiencing the Jagat, enjoying the Jagat, interacting with the Jagat, you are not able to see Brahman. Why? Because this absolute reality is abstract reality. It is not available for perception. Imperceptible. Imperceptible, that no instrument of knowledge can be used to arrive at this reality, Brahma, Jagat Karanam. Why? Because every instrument is part of the Jagat. Every instrument of knowledge, every instrument of every sense organ which serves as a pramanam is part of this universe. Everything is a product of Brahma. So these every sense power which serves as an instrument of knowledge is also Brahma Karyam. Therefore, it cannot be used to arrive at Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is the reality. Implied the term Brahman is imperceptible, invisible. And here, the jag, this prapanchaha is available for experience, available for perception, available for enjoyment, interaction. We're all here as part of this Jagat. Universe can be seen, but Brahman is not. Brahman cannot be seen through any of the sense organs. Therefore, in order to arrive at the Brahman, we need a specific method. In order to arrive at the Brahman and to know how glorious that reality is, definitely we have a specific method. Method means what? We have to use a specific pramanam. And a specific, exclusive, the only means of knowledge of the Brahman is Veda Shastram. It is the Veda Shastram which alone beautifully presents how glorious the Brahman is. Even to, we can only simply, whenever we, formally you should say, whenever we praise Bhagavan, oh Bhagavan, you're great, it's a mere flattery. Because we do not know how glorious Bhagavan is, how glorious Brahman is. But still we praise, which means it's a flattery. Not understanding the real glory, if we praise a person, it becomes a flattery. So you see here also, and to understand exactly how glorious Paramatma is, how glorious this reality Brahman is, we have a proper pramanam called Veda Shastram. Okay. Of course, when we study this, when we study the entire universe also, we do understand, oh my God, look at this, look at this. By appreciating things in the world, we can have certain idea of how glorious this Brahman is. But again, it is something not really properly understood. Therefore, before we see that, in this mantra, Upanishad first presents this beautiful verse, mantra, this states. We will see in more elaborately later on. Let us see the mantra just today. We are going to see more of this mantra later. But there's a slight difference between that verse in Bhagavad Gita and here. Let us see here. ऊर्ध्वमूलो वशाक ऊर्ध्वमूलो वाक् शाखः ऊर्ध्वमूलो वाक् शाखः. आई एम ब्रेकिंग द मंत्रा टुडे फॉर द सेक ऑफ ईजी चैंटिंग. ऊर्ध्वमूलो वाक् शाखः येषोऽश्वत्थः सनातनः ऊर्ध्वमूलो वाक् शाखः येषोऽश्वत्थः सनातनः येषोऽश्वत्थः सनातनः तदेव शुक्रम् तद्ब्रह्म तदेव शुक्रम् तद्ब्रह्म तदेवामृतमुच्यते तदेव शुक्रम् तद्ब्रह्म तदेवामृतमुच्यते तस्मिल्लोकाश्रिता सर्वे तस्मिल्लोकाश्रिता सर्वे तदुनात्येति कश्चन तस्मिल्लोकाश्रिता सर्वे तदुनात्येति कश्चन एतद्वैतत् तस्मिल्लोकाश्रिता सर्वे तदुनात्येति कश्चन एतद्वैतद् ऊर्ध्वमूलो वाक् शाखः येषोऽश्वत्थः सनातनः तदेव शुक्रम् तद्ब्रह्म तदेवामृतमुच्यते तस्मिल्लोकाश्रिता सर्वे तदुनात्येति कश्चन एतद्वैतत् ऊर्ध्वमूलो वाक् शाखः येषोऽश्वत्थः सनातनः तदेव शुक्रम् तद्ब्रह्म तदेवामृतमुच्यते तस्मिल्लोकाश्रिता सर्वे तदुनात्येति कश्चन एतद्वैतत् सो एतद्वैतत् This entirety of the objective universe is nothing but that absolute reality, Brahma. That is not this, but this is that. Not only that, this all-pervasive reality implied by the term Brahman alone is here as the nearest self implied by the term Atma. So Atma is Brahma. Jagat is Brahma. Jiva is Brahma. Jagat also is Brahma. Anyway, so we're here. Urdhvamulaha. Urdhvamulaha. I'm just first breaking the mantra. We'll see gradually, slowly. Urdhvamulaha. First word. Second word. Avak shakaha. Second word, if you break it, avak shakaha. ऊर्ध्वमूलः अवाक् शाखः देन् एषः अश्वत्थः सनातनः एषः अश्वत्थः सनातनः ऊर्ध्वमूलः अवाक् शाखः अवाक् शाखः ओके First is the first sentence. Tadeva shukram. Tad brahma. Tadeva amritam uchyate. Tasmin lokaha shritaha. Tasmin lokaha shritaha. Sarve tad. Sarve tad. Na. Actually, sarve lokaha should go with it. Tasmin lokaha shritaha sarve. Tasmin lokaha shritaha sarve means what? Sarve lokaha tasmin shritaha. Sarve lokaha tasmin shritaha. All the worlds enjoy their existence in that Brahman. Tasmin, in that Brahman, sarve lokaha shritaha. All the worlds are based in that Brahman means all the worlds have their existence only in that Brahman. Just as all the waves enjoy their existence in water, all the worlds, 14 worlds which constitute the whole prapancha, enjoy their existence in that Brahman. Kaschana tad na atyeti. Kaschana tad u na atyeti. Kaschana tad na atyeti. No world exceeds that. Nakaschana lokaha tad atyeti. No world or none or nothing exceeds that Brahman. Why? There's nothing beyond that Brahman. Brahman is beyond everything. Brahman is beyond everything. There's nothing beyond Brahman. Because Brahman is the ultimate source, ultimate truth. Brahman is the source of existence. What is Brahman? This abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahman is the source of existence of everything here. Therefore, no world, none, nothing exceeds that. Or because all the worlds are based in that Brahman. Based on that Brahman means all the worlds enjoy existence in that Brahman. Okay. And here, what is that Brahman? What is that Brahman? Tadeva Shukram. Shukram. Tadeva Shukram. Before I go to the first line, we make it very clear. Simple one, so let me finish it. Shukram. Shukram literally means white color. Shukram means pure. White stands for purity. Therefore, Tadeva Shukram means that reality implied by the term Brahman is pure. Pure means white is pure because it's nothing but consciousness. There's not that which is absolutely free from all impurities. That which is of the nature of purity is consciousness. Therefore, Tadeva Shukra means that Brahman is nothing but pure. Pure reality, pure awareness. Tadeva Shukra. And the Eva Shabda is that Brahman alone is. That Eva Shabda, the Eva, the word Eva, which means alone, actually implies another meaning. What is that? The Brahman is the only moolam, source of existence. That Brahman is the moolam, the root. And which is nothing but pure consciousness. Tadeva Moolam. And Tadeva, that Eva Shabda stands for Tad Moolam. Tadeva means Tad Moolam, Shukram. That root, that Brahman is the root, and that Brahman, the root of the universe, the source of existence of the universe is nothing but pure consciousness. Shukram. Tad Amritam. And that Brahman, that abstract formless reality implied by the term Brahman, which is nothing but pure consciousness, is absolutely free from mortality. Tadeva Amritam, that reality is immortal, not subject to any mortality, immortal. Why? The mortality of any form happens in Brahma. Mortality of every form happens in Brahma. But Brahman is the very source of time. Therefore, Brahman is free from time, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless. Therefore, being pure consciousness is absolutely free from mortality, immortal, amritam. And what is that? That reality which is free from time limitation, which is beginningless, endless, changeless, therefore which is not subject to mortality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, which is the only source, the root of everything. That reality alone is implied by the term Brahma. Brahma uchyate. Tadeva Brahma uchyate. Tadeva Brahma uchyate means that reality alone is said to be Brahma. Said to be Brahma means what? That reality alone is implied by the term Brahma. In which alone all the worlds enjoy their existence. Sarve lokaha tasmin shitaha. And no world, none, nothing exceeds that Brahma. Nakaschana tad atyeti. Therefore what? Yetadvaitat, this entirety of the objective universe is nothing but that Brahma. Before yetadvaitat means before all this, before in previous mantras we understood the nearest self. The all-pervasive reality is available for recognition as the nearest self, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being as the truth of I. Now we say the entirety of the objective universe, okay, indicated by this pronoun idam, this, etad, this universe is nothing but that Brahma. And what is that? He say now, Yeshaha. What is Yeshaha? Here, Yeshaha stands for the Lokaha, or you can say Prapanchaha. Yeshaha is a third person singular pronoun, and which is a masculine pronoun. Therefore, we should take the word Yeshaha here indicates Prapanchaha. Yeshaha means Yeshaha Prapanchaha. Sanatanaha. This universe is Sanatana means what? This universe exists always. The universe has no beginning. The universe has no end. Therefore, what? The universe is perennially eternal. Sanatanaha. The universe always exists. There's no such a thing called destruction of the world. There's no such thing called creation of the world. The universe is not created, nor is this universe destroyed. So what? Universe always exists. It is eternal. Who says? Mantra says, Yeshaha Prapanchaha Sanatanaha. This universe is Sanatanaha. This entire universe is timeless. Eternal means what? Perennially eternal. So, how perennially eternal it is? To make us understand, example is given, Ashwatthaha. This universe is eternal. You can say, Ashwatthaha Iva. Iva is not mentioned. It's implied. This universe is eternal, like a people tree, Ashwatha Vrikshaha. This universe is eternal like an Ashwatha Vriksha, people tree. Why we think people tree dies? No, it never dies. Always you can see the adventitious roots come out and they go to the land, this soil, and they get slowly rooted and then they become big trunks. The thin adventitious roots, when they touch the soil, they get rooted there and gradually start absorbing water through there. And again, they grow. Then they become big trunks. Every adventitious oats becomes what? Big trunk. Then from there, the new branches will come. Again, it will spread out. Again, new adventitious roots will come. Again, they'll form big trunks. So, and one part of the tree might have disappeared. But the same tree continues to exist in a different form, which means the people tree continues to be there. So the example is given, like Ashwatha Vrikshaha Iva, like the people tree, this Eshaha Prapanchaha Sanatanaha, this universe is eternal, perennially eternal. Why? How do we say this universe is eternal? It is not created, it is not destroyed, it's always there. But this universe, which is like the people tree, and it has also this universe also has what? This, it's likened to a people tree here. This universe is like a people tree, and for which tree there must be root, but the root is different. Avak shakaha urdvamolaha. Usually any tree will have its roots below. But here this Ashwatha tree, the universe which is like the Ashwatha tree, likened to Ashwatha tree, has its roots above. Urdvamolaha. So, yasya moolam urdvam. Saha urdhamolaha. Urdhamolaha. This tree whose roots are above. Who has roots above. The tree which has roots above. And avak shakaha. Shakaha avak yasya. And the tree whose branches are below. This Ashwatha, the universe is likened to Ashwatha tree. I mean, this tree called the universe, the tree called the universe, Ashwatha tree, this universe is like a tree and it has its roots above, it has its branches below. Urdhvamulaha adashakaha yeshaha sanatanaha Ashwattaha. Okay, so Ashwatha Vriksha is, the entire universe is said to be Ashwatha Vriksha here. Don't imagine really an Ashwatha Vriksha. The whole cosmos is Ashwatha Vrikshaha. The entire universe is Ashwatha Vriksha. Yeshaha. Prapanchaha. Ashwattaha. Sanatanaha. Where are the roots of this tree? Urdhvamolaha. This tree has its roots above. Avak shakaha. This tree has the branches below. Which tree? People tree. Which is the people tree? Here, not really people tree. Here, the universe. Universe is likened to a tree here. And having said that, and what is the root? What is the root which is said to be above? What is the root which is above, not below? That root is Shukram. Tadeva Shukram. The root of this universe which is likened to people tree. The root of this tree called the universe. The root of the tree called the universe is nothing but Brahma, nothing but the reality, which is pure consciousness. The root of this universe is, which is above, is pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness, the root of this tree, which is above, which is nothing but pure consciousness, is absolutely immortal. Why? Because time itself is part of this universe. Time is part of this universe. Space is part of this universe. All the worlds which come in time, which become manifest and become unmanifest in time, they all constitute this universe. Therefore, the source of this, the root of this tree called universe is Brahma, the reality, pure consciousness, which is absolutely immortal, Tad Amritam. And it is this root of this tree called universe, which is pure consciousness, which is immortal alone, is said to be Brahma. It's implied with the term Brahma. Therefore, what? Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. Jagat is Brahma Karyam. This is how the mantra presents Karanakarya Sambandha between Brahman and the Jagat. Brahman is Karanam. Jagat is Karyam. Just as roots lend existence, roots support the whole tree. The whole tree will fall without the roots. Similarly, the tree called Jagat, whose roots are above, and whose root is above, and that root is Brahman, which lends existence to this whole Jagat, as remaining as the very cause of the universe. And that reality is implied with the term Brahma. Brahma iti uchyate. Therefore, what? Sarve lokaha tasmin brahmanishritaha. All the worlds are based on the Brahman. All the worlds enjoy their existence in that Brahman. Which means the worlds do not have independent existence at all outside of Brahman. Therefore, the mantra says, nakaschana tad atyeti, none exceeds that Brahman. Nothing exceeds that Brahman. No world exceeds that Brahman. Therefore, what? Etadvaitate. This entirety of the objective universe, indicated by this pronoun etad, is nothing but that absolute reality, Brahma. Bangle is gold, ornament is gold. Ocean is water, so the Jagat is Brahma. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay, so we'll see the rest. I'm going to explain this mantra again next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.